Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, verse number 1. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them. So there's these that this event that has come about in this time, that Pilate was there, and while these Galileans, so these are folks from the region where Jesus grew up, up there in Galilee, north of Samaria, which is north of Judea. And they told him of his brethren, those native to the same region as the Lord. Pilate, who was their governor of Judea, somewhere there in Judea, or maybe even at the temple, Pilate had mingled their blood, whose blood Pilate mingled with their sacrifices. Our understanding of that is they were killed while they were sacrificing, however it was. Whether it was obscene to the Romans, or they were wanted men, or however it was, they were insurrectionists, the Romans thought, however it was, they had killed them while they were sacrificing. And Jesus answering said unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinner above all Galileans because they suffered such things? So he's saying, let's consider these ones that you're talking about, compared to all the other Galileans. The Lord's saying, are you superstitious thinking that they're worse than all the others? These that Pilate, this great and terrible thing that came upon this group, this band of Galileans that Pilate had killed. Do you think they're greater sinners because they suffered these things? Is that a sign that they were worse? And the Lord's asking that. Verse 4, I tell you, nay. No, they're not worse. They're not worse. But except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So the Lord says, no, they weren't. But then he turns it back to them, these folks that brought this word. He says, no, they weren't. But except you repent, ye repent, and that's very specific, ye shall all likewise perish. He said, that terrible death that you believe that they died at the hand of Pilate, you'll in kind perish. Is the Lord saying that Pilate will come and kill them too? No. No, the Lord's not saying that Pilate will come and kill them, but he's saying the terribleness of your death will be as terrible or worse if you don't repent. Here we see that the Lord brings it down to the issue that men are called to repent. The command is to repent. To repent of your sins before God. I mean, you know, the law is given. It tells us in Romans that the law is given that the world might become guilty before God. That's the purpose of it, the law of God, the word of God. We're guilty. We've sinned against him. We've sinned against him in ways that we know. We've been presumptuous in sinning against the Lord, doing things that we know are wicked and evil. And then we've sinned against our Lord indeed in ignorance, not even knowing what we've done that is against our Lord and our Creator. He says, do you think, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above? Were they a notch or two above all the Galileans because they suffered these things? Is that the telling of it? Pilate killing them in this terrible way while they were sacrificing? You think that they were worse? See, this day was very suspicious. Those who were low, those who were poor, those who were sickly, were believed to have some spiritual deficiency, some spiritual lack. But if a man was wealthy and well-favored and doing very good, tall, dark, and handsome and all that, then God was on his side and he's on God's side. The thing is, it doesn't work that way. A man's life, we've read and seen this, our Lord has declared it to us, a man's life does not consist of the things that he possesses. His life doesn't consist of that. Our Lord goes on here, and they mention about the Galileans, but listen to this. Or those 18, verse 4, upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? So now the Lord is saying, hey, do you remember seeing in the news how those 18 were killed? That tower at Siloam there in Jerusalem, it fell upon them and killed them. Do you think that they were worse? Are you superstitious? Thinking that bad things happen to bad people and good things happen to good people? You know, there is a doctrine that goes that way. The thing is, it's misunderstood, is that what you and I call good and easy on the flesh, even Satan is able to use the things of this world, being the prince and power of the air, to deceive men and women. Yet Satan has the ability to give wealth and fortune, fame, power. He's able to do that too in this earth. And those that believe that because they've got it, they are in and connected with God, they're deceived in that. The Lord says, what about this tower? It fell on and killed 18 people. Do you think that these fellows, these folks, these 18 were sinners above all the rest in Jerusalem? Were these higher, you know, because that bad thing happened to them? Jesus says in verse number 5, I tell you, nay. No, they're not worse. They were not worse. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So notice this. The Lord says, no, don't be superstitious in your thinking. They didn't die in this terrible way, in this terrible death, because they're worse, because you're in the same position as they. If you don't repent, you're going to die a terrible way too. Man, see, and it's not, it may be that the sinner would die very peacefully on their deathbed. But see, the Lord knows about what lies ahead in eternity. Oh, it's impossible for us to describe the torment of hell. The torment and the suffering and the wailing and gnashing of teeth that's going on in hell today. A place fired by the righteous indignation of God, brimstone, the thick, dark heat of that fire and brimstone that is there in a very confined space, being there no doubt with millions in that pit, darkness, no light, yet burning forever, never being consumed. The rich man was there in hell, lifting up his eyes after he died and was found in that torment. And he said, in this place, Abraham, a drop of water from Lazarus' finger will make a difference. That's how terrible the place is. And it goes on and on and on and on forever. These 18 that the power of Siloam fell on, do you think that they're sinners above the rest that are in Jerusalem? The Lord says, no. And except you, each one of you, you individually, except you repent before God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I think we can add that and not damage the scripture in any way. Repentance and faith are always there together. Nay, but I except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Verse 6. And he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of this vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering, the dresser says, and he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, to lie dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. So here we have this account of the barren fig tree. And it's interesting here. The man that had this fig tree in his vineyard, he came looking for fruit on it. And it says he came looking for fruit on it for 3 years. How long was the ministry? Was the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ? 3 years. Whose nation is it that the Lord came from and declared that his ministry was unto? The household of Israel. That's who he was sent to, and that's who he came to. It says in the book of John, chapter 1, that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And so I think that this parable is what the Lord is saying about his nation. From the standpoint of the leadership, from the standpoint of the aim and goal of the nation, looking for their Redeemer and their Messiah, they failed to see that the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is indeed the Savior that was promised. It says here that the dresser of the vineyard, verse number 7, is the one that the certain man that owns the vineyard is speaking to. This vineyard dresser, the dresser rather, he says, Lord, let it alone this year also. Give it another year. Give it another year till I dig about it and dung it, fertilize it. And I think the parable that we have here is mercy. There's a request for mercy here on the part of the worker, the dresser. And he said, give me another year. Give me another year to preach. And if it bears fruit, well. And if it doesn't, then cut it down. I think the Lord is indeed dealing with Israel. Time is running out for Israel. And we see at the end of the Lord's ministry, as he's coming back and forth between Bethany and Jerusalem, that he comes to a fig tree and it had no fruit on it, and it wasn't the time of the figs, and the Lord cursed that tree. Why? Because for that time, Israel, his nation, was done. He's chastising her even now, until the day comes that he's going to bring her back to himself. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.